Blog Talk Radio. Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I'm your girl Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo, and it's all about It's a Wrap Wednesday. And today for It's a Wrap Wednesday, we are going to celebrate and advocate for International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. This is a day observed internationally and created by the United Nations. It's called the Shadow Pandemic, and since the outbreak of COVID-19, emerging data and reports from those on the front line have shown that all types of violence against women and girls, particularly domestic violence, has intensified. This is a shadow pandemic growing in amidst the COVID-19 crisis, and we all need a global collective effort to stop it. And as COVID-19 cases continue to strain health services, essential services such as domestic violence shelters, helplines have reached capacity, you all, and more needs to be done to prioritize addressing violence against women in COVID-19 response and recovery efforts. The United Nations Women provides up-to-date information and support to vital programs to fight the shadow pandemic, which is of violence against women during COVID-19. Now, this has been going on for years, and we're in a time where this has been intensified. So we as advocates, we as survivors, are going to help you along the way and hopefully get you through to the next phase. Now, I want to now introduce our upcoming Who You Talking To Wednesday speaker for It's a Wrap Wednesday as well, in celebration of International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Her name is Brittany Hall. She is an entrepreneur, author, domestic violence survivor, and motivational speaker. Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to have you here. You all, she has an awesome book out. It's so worth reading, okay, people? And it's called The Shattered House, Escape from Broken. And this book is very interactive. It doesn't just have you read and go through and monitor or just be an observer or just follow the story. You are interactive with this book, and I believe it's a nice segue into having you deal with your own personal issues. So, Brittany, can you tell us more about your journey and your book?
So, as you mentioned, I was in an abusive relationship. It was 5 years. I was able to get out and have since then, you know, grown to the person I am today. But writing the book was a way of leading by example. I believe a lot of people that have been in abusive relationships themselves, they tend not to talk about it. There's a huge fear of judgment or like a stigma that people might have about them. And so telling my story is my way of kind of inviting others to do so. And then for those that are currently in an abusive relationship or dealing with, you know, abuse, like you said, it's interactive, it's a workbook. It can kind of help you streamline your thoughts, understand what's going on. And again, a lot of people don't know they're in abusive relationships. So my hope with this is really to get the message out for other women and girls about what is not acceptable in a relationship and hopefully help save someone from going through what I went through.
Yes. And let me say, if you all don't know, you need to know Miss Brittany. She has things for you to do online to interact with her and take case studies. Is that correct?
I do have a case study online. Yes, it's on my Instagram page.
All right. Well, I took the case study just to see. And you all, it's worth taking. And like she said, it's so many people that don't know. And they are master manipulators. They are master magicians when it comes to what they do. And trust me, they're not going to do it always in front of other people. They're going to be some of the most charming individuals. And this can happen with any class. And this just a little bit about Brittany. She's a native Virginia, from native Virginia Beach, right?
Correct.
And a Norfolk State University a graduate with a bachelor's in biology. And and you continued on to receive your master's in public health and epidemiology, right, at Eastern Virginia Medical School. Well, and as you can see, it's not that women aren't intelligent. It's not that women are not where we are not going to be able to see it outright. It's never outright. And as she says it in her book, you know, and you know how she explains it in her book, it will sneak up on you. And sometimes that's also, you know, in a lot of people's cases, egged on and helped by family. And sometimes they don't know. And sometimes they are like the people that they are perpetuating the problem with. So, yeah. So many people experience that and they don't feel safe. So I want to say thank you for allowing yourself to be vulnerable enough to put this on black and white paper. And I can say the title of the book is awesome. It is self-explanatory, and it's healing. It's a beautiful healing experience for you, I know. And it's going to be a beautiful healing experience for anyone that reads this book. So we thank you, Brittany, for getting this out there. Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners or women that are experiencing this in right now?
So a huge motivator in writing this book was to bring awareness to domestic abuse and violence in relationships. My ask is that if you were planning on buying the book, if you wanted to hear my story, to share it with someone else. So either use my story as a launching point for a conversation with someone, your daughters, your niece, any of your students, you know, members of the church, whoever you come in contact with, or just, you know, maybe read your copy and pass it on. But either way, I'm just asking that this, my story, get into as many hands as possible so that we can really raise awareness about domestic violence. It shouldn't be hidden. There's no shame in it. And hopefully I can change someone's life.
Okay, well, tell the listeners how to get in touch with you.
So you can find me on my website. It's www.introducingbrittany.com. Or you can find me on Instagram. It's called Bree Lee and Me. Everything has two E's. And so from there, it's links to my books, there's some more information about me and my coaching business. Booking information is all there, but definitely a great place to start. Oh, and the book, it will be available through my website. It's sold through Amazon.
So you can
go straight to Amazon or my website.
Awesome, sauce. Now, we're just going to put it out there. She's also a member of the Divine Nine. Is that correct?
I am a proud member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated.
All right. So we're going to give a shout-out to Alpha Kappa Alpha Incorporated, AKAs, y'all. And this is why we have strong women there. It takes a strong woman to survive. It takes a strong woman to create a safe space and sisterhood for other people to survive. And I'm telling you, this book is worth getting. You all, you have to get this book. So thank you, Brittany, for coming to the show. Is there a number for them to get in contact with you as well? Let me get that out there.
Thank you for having me, first of all. And everything you probably need is on that website. Booking info, phone number, address, even links to the book. So it's www.introducingbrittany.com.
Okay, awesome. Now, if you want to have any questions for Brittany or call in and talk about this, because we want to paint the world orange for International Day of Elimination of Violence Against Women, feel free to call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. This is how you continue your activism for at least 16 days with this movement. You can get her book. You can call in. There are domestic violence hotlines we have for you ready and available. Any information you may need for your hometown, we will make sure to access that for you. Or even if you need a listening ear, just to write in and tell us about your story, feel free to do so. You never know. You may see your story on the big screen. So thank you, Brittany, and we look forward to talking to you next time.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a great one. Be great. All right. Now we're going to move on to Mind Your Business Weekly about women and money. And in light of International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, every November 25th, we are going to talk about women and money. Now, it's vital that most of the time there is going to be issues with women and money concerning a domestic violence situation. And we call that financial abuse. That's one of the biggest things and one of the biggest reasons as to why women cannot get out of the situations that they're in. Had there been access to capital, funds, grants, or anything of that nature that they could easily access without having to go through hoops, it would be a lot less cases and homicides and things of that nature concerning domestic violence, because you would eliminate the issue by not even being there. You would escape the issue and even move across the country or out of the country if you could. That's a wonderful way to be at peace. So we're going to talk about that. Financial abuse is something that has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. But because of the difference in how women are paid, how women are able to work, how women are able to have bank accounts on their own, how women are able to be educated, it makes a difference with how you deal with an economic abuse situation. And if you don't know, economic abuse is a form of abuse when one intimate partner has control over the other partner's access to economic resources, which diminishes the victim's capacity to support themselves and forces them to depend on the perpetrator financially. So this can be in any arena. So we have to make a wonderful escape in that way. I remember seeing a commercial where a woman was hiding money, and I've talked about this before on the show. She was hiding money in empty Tampax containers. So when she had the wherewithal and the will to escape, she could. She had the money to get out. So even Serena Williams has even partnered with Allstate to talk about, I believe it was Allstate, and forgive me if I'm wrong, to raise funds and make this aware about financial abuse. You definitely make different decisions when you are not dealing with financial abuse. It makes your options available. It gives you options open, but you have no way out. And that is even worse if you are a person of a minority. So we need you to understand that providing funds and activism in finance is freedom for women in abusive situations. So remember, if someone has nothing and you know they have nothing, or they're going through something, and if someone gives you the motivation to do so and you have something aside, and if you have enough to put aside and just maybe even open a credit card or something for someone who could possibly use it, just to escape, even if it's just for a hotel room, a rental car or whatever, for them to get out. We have to be supportive. We have to come together in order to do this. This is vital, you all. So I want to say thank you to the United Nations for making this a major awareness and make this a 16-day act of activism for all of us. Because if there were no women, there would be no us. So until next time, people, I want you to do what? Advocate for your fellow sister, mother, daughter, or friend, church member, co-worker. And in that activism, you're going to always be remembered, leave a legacy, and be great.